So let's look a closer look, take a closer look at Jennings versus America Honda Finance Corp. And that is a Connecticut Superior Court case, 2001. And here are the pretrial facts. Read along with me. Jennings purchased an automobile from a dealership and financed the purchase with a loan from America Honda Finance Corporation, AHFC. As a condition to receiving the loan, the Jennings gave AHFC a security interest in the automobile. Jennings missed two payments and AHFC repossessed the automobile. AHFC then notified Jennings that all her loan payments were accelerated, meaning due right away to the default, and she could exercise her right to redeem by paying the entire loan. When Jennings did not exercise her right to redeem, AHFC resold the automobile. Now here's the issue in actions. Jennings sued America Honda Finance Corporation, claiming AHFC violated 1. The Retail Installment Sale Finance Act, the RISA, in connection with the repossession. Notices pertaining to the redemption were not in conformity with the RISRA. Connecticut law permits redemption by paying only the amount due as of the default date, not an accelerated amount and without paying repossession and storage charges. 2. The Uniform Commercial Code, based on the acceleration of the debt in the RISRA count, and the 3, the Connecticut Unfair Trade Practices Act, the CUTPA, based on the acceleration of the debt in the RISRA count. You love the way they use all these acronyms, right? So those were the three. The three violations that the lenders or the Jennings have claimed against the Honda Finance Company, right? So the decision here is that America Honda Finance moved to strike the UCC and the CUTPA counts on the grounds that both claims relied solely on her RISRA claim. The court denied AHFC's motion to strike. Motion to strike meaning to get rid of, right? Because the motion to strike, get rid of that the claim, the assertion, and the court says no. And says issue one, number one, was Jennings' UCC claim based solely upon her RISRA claim? If not, could the same facts be used to support both RISRA and the UCC claims? The rule here is the remedies under the RISRA and UCC are cumulative, got to be taken together. And the application here is the UCC claim was not based on the RISRA claim, but rather on the same and additional facts that supported the RISRA claim. Conclusions, Jennings was not relying on RISRA to support her UCC claim, but rather on the same facts of both claims. Also, her UCC claim extended beyond the acceleration of the debt issue and included the whole repossession process. Issue number two, was Jennings CUTPA claim based on her RISRA claim? If not, could the same facts be used to support both RISRA and the CUTPA claims? The rule here is the same conduct can be used for both RISRA and CUTPA. Here's the application. The acceleration of the debt is in violation of the state law and can be used to support remedies under the RISRA and the CUTPA. Conclusion, Jennings could maintain both causes of action, meaning the suit can go forward. What acceleration here means, if you default under the contract right of the loan, they say once you default on it, then the whole amount that you've borrowed is due immediately in order to get your vehicle back, right, or get to claim your rights back. And of course, that didn't happen there, or they tried to assert that, but it didn't. The claims that were made, since they were defaulted twice, there were some waivable things there that the court had to look at. All right.